Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Todd Capone, the author of The Transparency Sell, How Unexpected Honesty and Understanding the Buying Brain Can Transform Your Results. He is an award-winning sales leader with a passion for all things sales methodology, learning theory, and decision science. Mr. Capone, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us, how are reviews and feedback changing selling today? Let's start there.
Well, it's really interesting. So, you know, as you mentioned in my background, I was previously the chief revenue officer of Chicago's Power Reviews. And so if you don't know who they are, as you can imagine by that name, they help retailers and brands collect and display ratings and reviews on their website. So if you go to Crocs.com or Vineyard Vines or Jet and you're looking at a product and then you look off to the side or below, you'll see reviews. And there was a really interesting study that we did that changed my perception of not only how we interact with reviews as consumers, but how that equates to the way that we sell as B2B sellers too. And essentially the study, the results came out that said, you know, first of all, 95% of us look at reviews before making a purchase that we're not familiar with. That's of medium to high consideration. So, you know, not like Tic Tacs at the grocery store, but anything that's a little bit, you know, more substantial, that's going to make a bigger impact, you look at reviews. And the amazing thing about it is 82% of us specifically seek out the negative reviews first. And the one that changed my whole perspective on the way that we sell is that a review score on a product that's an average of between 4.2 to 4.5 will actually sell better than a product that is all fives. So when I looked at that, I saw, wait a second, when a website is acting as the seller, perfection actually pushes people away. The imperfection is what draws people in. And again, they're looking for the negatives first. What if we started selling as though we were imperfect? And I think this is important advice for anybody that's in the world of influence, whether you're in sales, you're a CEO, you're in HR and you're recruiting, is when we lead with our flaws, we actually disarm the brain's filter that is resistant to influence. And then our messaging lands a lot more true. And so that's where this all started. And I tried it out a couple of times, and the results were magic in terms of sales cycle lengths, in terms of win rates, in terms of the way we qualify deals. And I realized I had to write the book. So it's not just reviews. It was really a window in to the way that we as consumers and buyers, regardless of small to big type purchases, think about and go through like what our buying journey looks like.
Certainly some good information to lead things off here today. Tell us, Mr. Capone, what does it mean for a company to sell with transparency of its flaws?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's funny that there's a supermodel named Tyra Banks that many of your listeners probably are familiar with, that she actually coined the term flawsome, which is embrace your flaws, but know that you're still awesome. That 4.2 to 4.5 is a really important window to try to hit. But it's really about understanding as an organization that you are not perfect. Your products aren't, your services aren't, and embracing that, because that's what your buyers are looking for. They want to understand, all right, how are you going to help me, but what am I not going to get? And so the example I always give is IKEA. So, you know, when you go to an IKEA, you know that you are going to pick the products yourself. So you're going to walk through a labyrinth to find it. You're going to write down the code because you have to go to the warehouse yourself and roll the boxes onto a cart that doesn't have brakes, which seems like the biggest oversight in the history of retail. And then you're going to jam it into your car, probably drive home with an injury or two, open the box, and there's going to be 120 parts that have no words on the work instructions. You're going to, you know, swear your way through putting this thing together. And when you're done, you're going to look at it and say, you know what, I need an end table or I need something to go with it. Let's go back. And IKEA has been the number one furniture retailer in the world for 8 straight years. And you would think it would be really easy to beat them. But what they tell the world is, listen, we're not perfect. We're not going to be good at these things. So we can be great at giving you modern Scandinavian design furniture that you didn't pay a whole lot for. And I think it's an important lesson for anybody to know, hey, listen, what are we not going to be good at? So we can be really great at our core value to our organizations or the companies that we serve. And we communicate that so we don't screw around with the ones that aren't going to buy that, and that we don't hide our flaws until the end where we've already invested, you know, days, weeks, months in a buying journey only to have them find out that we don't do something that we should have told them at the beginning.
Yeah, that makes total sense and some added awesome information here today. Now, can you provide some examples of companies that sell with flaw transparency?
Well, I mean, obviously there's in the B2C space, I mean, you think about IKEA, you think about, you know, Southwest Airlines that really took over the world when they did in saying, hey, listen, we're not going to give you the meals. You're not going to have a nice drink cart going down the middle. You're basically going to cattle call your way in based on the order in which you show up. And there's really no status, and here you go. And they took off over the world doing it. Progressive Insurance by saying, hey, listen, come to us. We're going to give you our rate, but we're going to give you the rate of our competitors as well. Those are all attempts to show transparency and make sure that they're spending time with the customers that are going in eyes wide open. In the B2B space, you know, there's lots of organizations that are starting to do this, but here's the rub. We are now entering an era, and this is partially what drove this, that as consumers, we don't buy, do, or experience anything without looking at reviews first. So it's not just the products on websites. You know, obviously Amazon's doing pretty well, having done it since 1995, having both positive and negative reviews right next to their products. But think about any retailer. All of those retailers are embracing transparency by including both positive and negative reviews right next to their own products on their own websites. But that is proliferating everything we do. And it's now moving into the B2B world. There's websites that will collect and display ratings and reviews on all kinds of B2B products. And then there's companies like Glassdoor that are starting to offer that insight from employees and past employees on the culture of these organizations so that any buyer can now not only understand what they're getting into when they are looking to buy from you, but they can predict what their experience is going to be like through this proliferation of reviews and feedback on everything we do. So, you know, you think about the outward companies like Progressive and Southwest Airlines and IKEA, it's now becoming pervasive to every retailer. I challenge you to find a retail or an e-commerce website that doesn't have reviews today. They're all embracing transparency, and it's the way the world is going.
It certainly is, and really appreciate you bringing focus to this as well. Per your expertise today, we're joined by Mr. Todd Capone, the author of The Transparency Sell, How Unexpected Honesty and Understanding the Buying Brain Can Transform Your Results, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, if you would, apply this same theory to other parts of business and life.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think about it in terms of, you know, not only sales, but anybody that does that's involved in influence. Like, I mean, one more specific example would be marketing organizations. I'm not suggesting that we tell our sales organizations to go out and just tell customers why we suck. Like, that's not it. You've got to hit the 4.2 to 4.5. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be turning customers off. And that's where marketing needs to get involved. Marketing needs to go out and have empathy for where customers and buyers are going to look when they're looking for peer-provided feedback. So that's number one. Then they need to bring it in and help hone in the message so that your sales organizations or even your executives are positioning that properly. So that's really important. But yeah, to your point, you know, think about recruiting. How many times, I can't count how many times I've talked to employees of organizations that say, hey, listen, during the interview process, I was told one thing, and when I got here, it was completely another. Or I went through a whole 5 interview process and then I found something out at the end. I think we've entered an era where you need to lead with that. If you're trying to influence anybody to do anything, that's executives getting funding you know, you certainly don't want to, you know, go out and get a funding round or whatever you're doing and be hiding certain things that those investors are going to require from you, and they're going to find out. So I think the bottom line here is that if you are involved in influencing anybody to do anything, we're entering an era where hiding your flaws and expecting to get away with it does not work. But then couple that with the brain science around the fact that when you lead with your flaws, you're actually making the buying journey so much easier for your buyers that it's not only feels like the right thing to do, but the results are showing that it will maximize them.
Well, Mr. Capone, it certainly has been great to have had you with us today. It's super information, and I totally agree with you applying this theory to other parts of our lives, even not only personal, but business as well. Certainly is the way to go. In conclusion, and being a sales expert yourself, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a sales tip for the listening audience tuning in today?
Well, yeah, I think it's just this idea that we all need to embrace the thought that transparency sells better than perfection. It's not only my experience backed, but nobody really cares about that. What they care about is the data and the science. And so, again, transparency sells better than perfection. It's a non-obvious evolution that's happening in the world of sales, and we all need to start embracing it.
Certainly do appreciate those concluding remarks and advice. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to pick up your book or also get further information on yourself or the book, where can they best gather these details?
Yeah, so the book is available anywhere that books are sold, in hardcover. And by the way, the hardcover is super cool looking. My publisher actually designed it with a transparent cover, so it'll look great on your bookshelf. But it's available on Kindle, and then I actually did the narration myself, so anywhere you buy the audiobooks, it's available. And then you can find me at transparencysale.com, toddcapone.com, or follow me on LinkedIn.
And you certainly can't beat that. Again, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. It certainly was our pleasure.
Eric, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Todd Capone, the author of The Transparency Sale, How Unexpected Honesty and Understanding the Buying Brain Can Transform Your Results. He is an award-winning sales leader with a passion for all things sales methodology, learning theory, and decision science. And for further details, either visit TransparencySale.com or ToddCapone.com. These links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.